If the walls could talk, oh, the stories they would tell. Welcome to High Plains History, and today it's about a building. Not any building, but one that High Plains Public Radio calls its Amarillo home.
White and Kirk had a great history. It was founded by the families, and one of the pioneers of that family was Catherine Kirk Wilson. And Catherine Kirk was the first Globe News Woman of the Year when they started having Women of the Year before they just had men. She was a national officer of the Junior League of America. She was amazing. She helped found our High Plains Food Bank. She helped found the Don Harrington Discovery Center. She was the first woman elected as a city commissioner in Amarillo. And she was an amazing force of nature. She could get anything done. And she's the kind of woman pioneer that every town needs because nobody can say no to her.
That's Beth Duke. She's the executive director of Center City, an organization dedicated to revitalizing downtown Amarillo. She's a petite firecracker with a passion for preservation.
The building is one of my favorite buildings along Polk Street. It started its life as the White and Kirk building. And White and Kirk was a very swanky department store. It was like Lord and Taylor. It was like something special. If you got a box that came from White and Kirk, that was upper crust. That was very special. We had other department stores downtown. We had Fedway. We had JCPenney. We had Sears. But White and Kirk was just a notch above. And what most people don't realize is that that building was built by Amarillo's master architect, Guy Carlander. Guy Carlander is the master architect of Amarillo. He's responsible for how Amarillo looks. He really gave our buildings their personality. We attribute to him the style called Pueblo Deco. In the late 1920s, when he was designing buildings, Art Deco was all the rage. You know, it had the geometric shapes, it had pyramids, it had all the wonderful Art Deco elements that brought in the Industrial Revolution. But he wasn't content with that. He gave it a Southwestern flair. That's why on the architectural frieze around your White and Kirk building, there's the pyramid, but also that yucca plant. Well, that typifies Pueblo Deco.
Spend a few minutes talking about the White and Kirk building. The conversation is bound to stir up memories. Listen to Becky Zener and Beth.
Yeah, that
Colbert's and White and Kirk.
Oh, yeah.
If you had something from there, you really had
a prize.
You're kind of cool.
You had arrived.
Yeah, that's true.
That's where all the brides registered. Uh-huh. China registered gifts. Uh-huh. I mean, that was it. It was the top of the
gosh, you're bringing back a lot of neat memories.
From department store to professional offices to its current use as the Amarillo National Bank Special Assets Building, the White and Kirk continues to evolve, but one thing stays the same.
Because of its location there at 6th and Polk, it is really the crossroads of downtown. You know, you're looking at Polk Street, which is the main street of Amarillo, and Route 66. It doesn't get any better than that. I mean, that's the heart of it.
From the heart of it in Amarillo, for High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.